Short Lecture, Skill 2, Pluto. Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class and answer the questions.
Where is Pluto?
Pluto is in Mickey's doghouse.
Very funny. I mean the planet Pluto.
It's the last one, isn't it? The ninth one.
Right. And do you know how it got its name? And no, it wasn't named after Mickey's dog. Nobody? Okay. Does anybody know when Pluto was discovered? The history of it is a little long, but here goes. In 1905, Percival Lowell started to search for the elusive ninth planet after opening the Lowell Observatory in 1894 in Flagstaff, Arizona. The observatory announced the discovery on Percival Lowell's birthday, March 13, 1930. The honor of naming the newly discovered planet belonged to Lowell Observatory. Clyde Tombaugh, the first person to notice Pluto images, urged the director, V.M. Slipher, to give it a name before someone else did. Suggestions came from all quarters: Cronus, Odin, Persephone, Erebos, Atlas, Prometheus. The list seemed to go on forever, like the universe. One young couple even wrote to Tombaugh, asking him to name the planet after their newborn child. However, an 11-year-old English girl, named of Venetia Burney, suggested Pluto, a Roman god of the underworld. To her grandfather, who sent the suggestion to a professor of astronomy at Oxford, Slipher made the official announcement on May 1, 1930, and gave full credit to little Venetia. He also suggested interlocking the letters P and L as the official symbol for Pluto. Not only do they stand for the first two letters of the planet, but they're also the initials of Percival Lowell.
Number 1. When was Pluto officially declared to be found? Number 2. Who originally named the newly found planet as Pluto?